a selection from A Shot in the Dark by Trevor Reynolds. The dock ward swelters in the summer heat. That blanket of warm air rolls in off the gulf and smothers us all in the fetid humidity. The air is close, and it's hot. There's a sort of dank, stale quality to it that reminds me of a mausoleum. I pour another cup of whiskey and bring it to my mouth and have a gulp. The bitter liquid tastes good, wards off the worst of the anxiety. Outside my window, the docks are closing down for the day, while the taverns and gambling parlors and whorehouses are just getting started. No sense postponing the inevitable, I suppose. I grab up my pack and hit the door. When I get downstairs onto the muddy streets, the air is even hotter, with the press of bodies headed in every direction. The men, dock workers and teamsters mostly, don't talk much this time of day. They just shuffle toward the alehouses, dirty, sweaty, and exhausted after a hellish day's work. I'm headed down toward the end of the quay to old Gretter's place. When I get there, we'll go to Sighard's together. I told him he's getting paranoid in his old age, but he insisted I come along to watch his back. So what the hell, I said. Sure. I owe him one anyway. Makes me nervous, though. I don't want to know what kind of business Gretter's into with Sighard, but I guess I've got no choice to find out tonight. Favor's a favor. The Lucky Shepherd looks the same as usual. It stands 2 stories tall on old foundations, wearily, but with dignity, and its neighboring buildings slump against it like its own drunken patrons. The orange firelight that glows through all the little cracks and gaps in the bare wood siding catches my eye. Then I look up at the sign over the entrance as it creaks against the weak breeze. It's a faded image of a man with one hand around a sheep, the other giving a thumbs up. It forces a grin out of me, like always. I walk through the doors into the large, low-beamed common room. The place is packed with sailors and dock workers making a racket. Air is thick with the scent of the hog roasting on a spit in the fireplace and the smell of stale beer. The whole place radiates heat. Heat from the fire, heat from a bunch of men crammed in shoulder to shoulder at the bar, heat from the humid summer air. It's a miracle anyone can breathe in here. I feel like I should try to grow a set of gills.